ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. Dear listeners to the young RIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings be upon you. We are together with the program Bridge. It's my pleasure to be with you and spending some time with you. And at the very beginning, I would just like to ask you to remember me and all of the brothers and sisters who work behind the scenes to get these programs going in your pure prayers that, inshallah, you beseech to Allah in your solitude. We are talking about the du'as and supplications of the beautiful Sahifa Sajjadiyah, and we got to the very final part where Imam says, Ij'al, O Allah, make and assign and place every sensation, body part, everything that we have in this dunya and we have partial control over. You have given us ikhtiyar, you have given us liberty in order to make them or use them in the path of your satisfaction and pleasure, to the extent في موجبات ثوابك حتى لا تفوتنا حسنة نستحق بها جزاءك, so that lest a good deed slip by us through which we might deserve thy repayment. O Allah, do not let us miss on any good chance of performing or doing or obtaining any action that will cause your reward, that will cause your satisfaction, meaning that we become very accurate on making sure that we are not missing every single opportunity that we have in our lives for the cause of good, for the cause of your satisfaction and eternal reward. Let's take a break and come back.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
All right. Dear brothers and sisters, again, we are together with the program Bridge. And on the very final sentence of this dua, Imam says, get everything that we have taken from our heart to the eyes, to the ears, to the tongues, everything that we have to get us to be in the path of incumbent of your reward. And to the extent that حَتَّى لَا تَفُوتَنَا حَسَنَةٌ نَسْتَحِقُ بِهَا جَزَاءَكَ, it doesn't, lest a good deed slip by us through which we might deserve the repayment, وَلَا تَبْقَى أَوْ تَبْقَى لَنَا سَيِّئَةٌ نَسْتَوْجِبُ بِهَا إِقَابَكَ. We become like those businessmen, those successful businessmen. Have you seen them? they're working constantly, whether it's the stock market or anything else, in any sort of trading. They're so wise, they're so expert, the successful ones. They do not miss any single opportunity in terms of making benefit out of it. They're waiting for it. They're like sitting down, looking for their prey in terms of making financial benefit. And you have to be like that. You have to be looking for the opportunities that you can gain and obtain the eternal reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the fruit of His satisfaction, which is the fruit of His obedience. And at the same time, Imam asks, on the other hand, وَلَا تَبْقَى, so do not let us to remain in any moment or remain in any state that causes your wrath, meaning that fill our lives with the light of being on the right path. That's what it means. That's how it should be. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to become amongst those who are the benefactors. The Holy Prophet says, "Inna asra al khayr thawaban al bir." The deed or the reward that gets to you the fastest is benefaction. You do good to others. That is the fastest of actions to gain reward. Let's take a break, come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, we were talking about the hadith of the Holy Prophet. What is the fastest action that will gain the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so quickly, and you see the results of it so quickly in your lives? It's al-birr, doing benefactions to the others. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling that you're helpless in life, you have been stranded, you're in a dead end, start helping out others. That will heal your feeling to better. If you're thinking that you're stuck in some sort of depression and something is bothering you like crazy, help out others. And Imam says, and the Holy Prophet says in the continuation, وَإِنَّ أَسْرَ الشَّرِّ إِقَابًا الْبَاغِي, and the fastest punishment that will get to you is the abusement or the abuse of the rights of others. You break someone's heart. You oppress someone that is inferior to you. You, God forbid, take away the money of someone who is voiceless. You oppress an orphan. Do not wait for it. It'll get you so quickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you a moment of relief. And then the Holy Prophet says in the continuation that a benefactor has 10 signs. He doesn't like except for Allah. Doesn't like anyone except for Allah. He be friends with someone for the cause of Allah. I picked that friend of mine because I thought that person is so God-fearing. He is loved by Allah and he loves Allah in his life. And the same thing applies to the limits and boundaries of animosity. I dislike that person, or I stay away from that person, or I dissociate myself from that certain individual just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes it this way. And then these are the signs of a benefactor in the words of the Holy Prophet, in the teachings of the Holy Prophet. The third one is that he makes decision to be a companion of someone for the sake of God, and for the sake of God, he separates from other people. So every single thing that he do is for the cause of Allah. For the cause of Allah, he becomes angry. For the cause of Allah, he becomes pleased. For the cause of Allah, he works. And for the searching of Allah, he spends the rest of his life. And because of Allah, he expresses humbleness. He is humble to others and does not have attitude, condescending attitudes to others. He has modesty and haya. And for the cause of Allah, he does benefaction. These are the 10 signs the Holy Prophet says for a true benefactor, that inshallah we ask to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be one of them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را، یا سجاد.